One such contact provided information on Vakan. Milky had been protected by incarcerated members of the Road Saints during his 5-year stay at Corcoran State Penitentiary. As a form of repayment for that protection, as well as a tariff for his admittance to formal membership in the motorcycle gang turned prison and drug organization, Vakan would perform a contract hit upon his release. Harwick nodded. You're the resident expert on the Saints, so it goes to you. Got that. Now who's the target? That's the mystery we're going to solve. We're going to follow Milky and see if we can find that out. He might not even know himself right now. This could be an in-house thing or a subcontract job the Saints took on, a trade-off with the Blacks or the EME. You never know. Milky might not have his orders yet. All we know is that he's been tapped. And we're going to step in if we get the chance. When we get the chance. When we get the chance. Stillwell handed the whole stack of photos to Harwood. That's the Saints' active membership. By active, I mean not incarcerated. Any one of them could be a target. They're not above going after their own. The Saints are run by a guy named Sonny Mitchell, who's a lifer up at Ironwood. Anytime anybody on the outside acts up, talks about changing the leadership, maybe bringing it outside the walls, then Sonny has him cut down. Helps keep people in line. Well, how's he get the word from Ironwood to Milky over at Corcoran? The women. Sonny gets conjugals. He tells his wife, probably right in the middle of giving her a pop. She leaves, tells one of the wives visiting her man in the cork. Goes like that. You got it down, man. How long you been working these guys? Coming up on 5 years. Long time. Why didn't you ever rotate out? Stillwell straightened up behind the wheel and ignored the question. There's the bus. Stillwell had been right. Milky Vakan's first stop after getting off the bus was the McDonald's. He ate 2 quarter-pounders and went back to the counter twice for ketchup for his french fries. Stillwell and Harwick went in a side door and slipped into a booth positioned behind Vakan's back. Stillwell said he never met Vakan, but that he needed to take precautions because it was likely Vakan had seen his photo. The Saints had their own intelligent net, and after all, Stillwell had been assigned full-time to the gang for 50 years. When Vakan went to the counter for ketchup for the second time, Stillwell noticed that there was an envelope sticking out of the back pocket of his blue jeans. He told Harwick that he was curious about it. Most of the time these guys get out, they want no reminders of where they've been, he whispered across the table. They leave letters, photos, books, everything behind. That letter, that must mean something. I'm not talking sentimental. I mean it means something. He thought for a moment and nodded to himself. I'm going to go out and see if I can set up a shake. You stay here. When he starts wrapping up his trash, come on out. If I'm not back in time, I'll find you. If I don't, use the rover.